Okay, it's like the Mishnah and Daf Hey Yomen Aleph. Ezlihi Ir Gedayla. What's considered an Ir Gedayla? Right, we said that there's three different types of cities in the Mishnah. There's a big city in Ir Gedayla, a kfar, and a walled city. Right, doesn't it? It has this different din because the walled city lands on 15th and the big cities land on the 14th. So there's got to be a difference between the two. So when we say Ayaris Gedailos, when we say Ir Gedailos, we're talking about a city that's a big city that is not a walled city. So Ezahi Ir Gedailos, what's an Ir Gedailos? Kloshi Yeshba Asar Batlanim. What puts you into the category of a big city? If you have 10 Batlanim, 10 people that have nothing to do but sit in the Beis Medrash and learn and daven. That's what puts you into the category of a big city. Pachas Mikan, if you have anything less than that, then Harei Zeh Kfar, then you're automatically in the category of a Kfar. Ve'elu Amu, and with these we said, I mean these days that we're talking about with a village, that the villagers are able to be Makdim, Makdimin V'loi Ma'achrin. We only saw in the case of the Mishnah that the villages are able to be Makdim to lay the Megillah earlier, but they cannot do it later. Like we said a few times earlier, right? We cannot do on the they can't do on the 16th, the 17th. Or it's either the Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel. Avozman it's Atzei Kehanim, but the zman of the Atzei Kehanim, which were a certain Yisrael was, the Klal Yisrael was split up, and everybody had a day or days that they would have to bring the wood for the Beis Hamikdash. And when they did that, they would bring a carbon etzim. That's what it was called, a carbon etzim. So what happens if their day falls out on Shabbos? So we're going to say, they're not able to do it on Shabbos, so they either have to do it before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So that's Atzei Kehanim. V'ha'am. V'tisha B'av, and also Tisha B'av, which Rashi says, not just referring to Tisha B'av, but all Tanesim. Chagiga, not all Tanesim, but not like Yom Kippur, but the Tisha B'av, Shavas B'tam, Azazar B'teves. So Tisha B'av, Chagiga, and also there would be a special carbon Chagiga that you would bring on the Yom Tov. V'hakel, and also Hakel, which is the time which was the first year of the Shemitah year, and Matzei Sukkos, the last Yom Tov of Sukkos. So the Matzei Yom Tov, they would gather everybody together, and the Melech would read from the Torah. They would read from Devarim, Sefer Devarim, and everybody was mechuyev to bring their children and mechuyev to attend. So also the Hakel Ma'achrin V'loy Makdim. So if all these days fall out on Shabbos, in these situations we push it off to Sunday and we do not make it earlier. So that's the difference between our Mishnah B'Kriyas Megillah by the Kfarim and these all these other cases. Afal Pisha Amru Makdim V'loy Ma'achrin, even though we said that you can be Makdim and the Gain takes out V'loy Ma'achrin, even though we said that you can be Makdim, meaning that you can lay the Megillah earlier, what about on that day? Let's say it's Yud Aleph. So on that day, are you allowed to do Hesped and Tainus? So it's Mutar Behesped and Tainus, Umatanos of Yonim. It's Mutar Behesped and Tainus, and like we learned earlier in the Gemara, actually you have to give Matanos of Yonim. It's not just Mutar, but you have to give Matanos of Yonim. So it doesn't have the complete din of a regular day of Purim, because you're allowed to do Hesped and Tainus, and you have to give Matanos of Yonim. Amr Yehuda, Amosai, when do I say that the people in the city, in the villages can go lay in the Megillah earlier? That's only when they do enter the big cities on Monday and Thursday. Like we said, they would come in Monday and Thursdays, because that's when the Batei Dinim were. And if they were coming in, then we allow them to do it earlier. But if they did not go into the big cities on Monday and Thursday, then they cannot lean on the Monday and they can't lean on the Thursday. You have to read it Bismana. You can only lean it Bismana. We also had a reference to this member of Rabbi Yehuda earlier also. When did they do Tanis Esther? Probably the same time everybody else did. So I would think. Tana. So we said, what's this Asar Batlanim? Asar Batlanim Sheba Beis HaKnesses. We're talking about, what does this mean, these 10 people that are just sitting batal, that they don't do any work, and they get supported by the Tzibur. We're talking about those 10 people that are supported by the city, so that they'll always be in the Beis Medrash, always be available there. So in these cases, in these cases that we said about the Kfarim, they can be mocked into the Yamach Nisa. My taima, what's the reason that we said this? That they have to be Maktim and they cannot do it later on Sunday, let's say. I'm sorry, not on Sunday, but let's say Tazayin or Yadzayin. Amr Baba Mishmul. Amr Kral, the Pasuk says, Vloyavar. That these days are Purim and they should not pass. So you cannot pass Yadalat and Tezvav in order to do, to lay in the Megillah. So that's what they have to do it earlier. Amr Baba Mishmul. Minayin She'ein Moinin Yamim Lashonim. How do we know that you don't count days when it comes to counting years? So Rashi gives an example. If let's say somebody says that he makes a nether that he's not going to drink wine for an entire year. So how do you count the year? So basically, make a long story short, or not such a long story short, but you count 12 months and of a lunar year, and you do not worry about the solar year. I mean, those, That difference between the 354 and 365, you don't have to worry about. You don't count those days. Shenamer lechotchei hashana. Pasuk says lechotchei achayishes alachem rosh chodesh mishnah lechol lechem lechotchei hashana. Chadashim atamayin lechana v'i atamani yomim. You count months, and you do not count days. And days here is referring to days of the solar calendar. V'rabbanon the Kesari, and Rabbanon the Kesari, which from Rabbi Abba Amr, they said, "Minayim shemachashim shoyz chodashim." How do we know that you don't cheshbin hours when it comes to the months? Meaning, let's say somebody says to his wife, "This is your get if you do not come within a month." Right. So, how do you? Let's say the month is only a 29-day month. Now we know in a lunar cycle for the month, it's more than 29 days. It's like 29 days, 12 hours, and something like that. So let's say she came after 29 days, but before 29 days and 12 hours, and however many more minutes. So let's say that. So he says you do not count those hours as part of the month. She loses those 12 hours. She only has 29 days. Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Al chodesh yomim, yomim atam achashiv lechadashim, v'yatam achashiv shoyis lechadashim." You do not count the hours. You only count the days. Okay. Avozman atzei kohanim v'tishah b'av chagiga v'hakam ha'achrim v'magdimin. So in these things, like we said in the Mishnah, you always push off till Sunday if they fall on Shabbos, and you do not do it on Friday. Tisha B'Av, why do we do that by Tisha B'Av? Why don't we say that you can fast on Friday and not Shabbos? Agdume Peronis Le Magdini, because we don't bring Peronis earlier on ourselves. Meaning, we don't want to start Tisha B'Av earlier. We want to push it off as much as possible. Chagiga V'Hakel, what about Chagiga V'Hakel? Mishum Da'akati Le Motas Man Chiyuv Ayu. The reason is that it's not the time of the Chiyuv yet. The Chiyuv only begins on Shabbos, so you cannot have it earlier. Tana, chagiga v'chol zman chagiga. There's a bris that says chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achren. You delay. So what's this talk about? That you can push. I mean, ma'achren means you can delay. You can push off. So bishlam chagiga. I understand when the bris says chagiga, and that you have to push it off. Why? The imikla b'shabasa. Meaning, this is what the Mishnah means to say. The imikla b'shabasa ma'achrin le'lebasa shabasa. That if it falls out on Shabbos, if the yomtiv falls out on Shabbos, you do not bring the carbon chagiga on Shabbos. You push it off till Sunday. Elazman chagiga mahi. What does this mean? Zman chagiga. You're ma'achrin. So Amar Rav Yishya Hachi Kamar Chagiga b'Shabbos va'olus Ria afilu b'yomtiv dizman Chagiga ma'achron. So it means like this: Chagiga it falls on Shabbos, Chagiga that falls on Shabbos, or the olus Ria. I mean, there's another carbon that you would bring up. You would bring when you would come the oil regal by the regalim. So even if yomtiv even on Yontif, which is the Zman of Chagiga, which is, let's say, Yontif that falls out on, even not on Shabbos, which you are allowed to bring the Chagiga, it's a Zman of bringing Chagiga, still, Ma'achrin, for the Eilis Riyah, we do not allow you to bring up an Eilis Riyah on Yontif. It has to be brought up during Chol HaMoed. So Mani, who is that like? Beis Shammai. He is going to Beis Shammai. That's not Beis Shammai. Imer mevin shlamin be yamtiv ein saim chana leim. You can bring a carbon shlamin on yamtiv, but you cannot do smicha on it. Avaloi oilis, but you cannot bring up oilis. Why would you be allowed to bring shlamin according to Beis Shammai? Because a shlamin is eichel nefesh, right? We know you're allowed to do things for eichel nefesh on yamtiv, but an oila goes completely on the mizbeach. So that's not eichel nefesh. You know, you're doing malachas. You know how to do that. That's according to Beis Shammai. So I'm mevin shlamim ve'oilos v'saim chlam. So holds that you could bring up oilos. So that's how he explains zman chagiga, and it's really referring to the oilos riyah that on Yom Tov you're ma'achren to not bring the oilos riyah. Rava Amar, he explains this a different way. Chagiga, kolzman chagiga, ma'achren, tfeilai. He learns that when we say the carbon chagiga should be brought, well, let's say you don't bring the carbon chagiga on the first day of Yantav, and you forgot the second day of Yantav, and now it's Chol HaMoed, and then maybe you forgot the entire Chol HaMoed. So he says you have the entire time of the chagiga when the chagiga could be brought. Tfeilai, that's not what we're going to see. What does this mean? Mishaloi chag bi yamtef harishon. Let's say you forgot to bring up the carbon chagiga on yamtef harishon shel chag. Chaygeg v'haylech es kol haregel kula. You have the entire yamtef, the entire regel to bring it. So you can even bring it the last day of yamtef. V'yamtef v'achon shel chag. V'yamtef v'achon shel chag. Even the last yamtef v'chag. Aver haregel. But let's say the regel is over, finished. V'loi chag. And you did not bring up the carbon chagiga. Then there's no more that you can do to bring up the carbon chagiga. So this is what it's saying. It's saying that the entire time of the chagiga of the yamtiv, you can bring up the carbon chagiga, but more than that, you cannot. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi has a different way to learn this mishnah. That he says chagiga v'chol or this brisa chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achrin. How does he learn that? Vafilu atzeres, the chad yomim achren. Similar to what we just said, that the chagiga, the entire time of yomtiv, you can delay and bring the carbon chagiga, and even on shvuas, which is only one day, you can still bring it afterwards. That's not moedim shem chal atzeres liyis b'shabbes sheyom tevuach acher hashabbes. That if shvuas falls out on Shabbos, you should shecht it after Shabbos. So even though Shavuos is only one day Yantav, and you would think that after Shavuos, how can you bring the Chagiga? The Yantav's over. He says, no, you can bring it anyway. You can still bring it after Shavuos. And Rashi says that you can even bring it the entire 7 days after Shavuos. So you have 7 days really after Shavuos to bring the carbon chagiga. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi, not the nativ of Purim. Rabbi planted, he went and planted his field on Purim. V'rochatz b'kroyna shal tzipayri b'shiva asa b'tavaz. And he also bathed himself on the Yom of Shuk of tzipayri. Meaning, on Shiva Asa B'Tamas. He washed himself on Shiva Asa B'Tamas, and the point is in a very open spot, because he wanted to show everybody that this is Mutter. Ubikesh Laka Tisha B'Av, he also wanted to be Iker, the Tisha B'Av, the Tainus. He wanted to get rid of the Tisha B'Av, the Tainus of Tisha B'Av. V'l'haiduloy and the Chacham were not Maida to him to allow him to get rid of Tisha B'Av. Amal afan of Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. So Rabbi Bar Zavda said to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi, loy kachay amai. So that wasn't the story. This is the story. Tisha B'Av shachal yois b'shabes hava. Rabbi didn't want to. This is going on Rabbi. Rebbe didn't want to completely get rid of the tainus of Tisha B'Av. What do you mean, the base of Migdash? You didn't get rid of the tainus of Tisha B'Av? No. What happened was that Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos that year. Udechin l'achar Shabbos. So therefore, what happened? They pushed it off till Sunday. V'amir Rebbe. Rebbe said, Hoyl v'yidche, v'hoyl v'nidche yidche. So the Rebbe wanted to say, yeah, look, well, once we're pushing it off anyway, it's not the Bizman, so forget it. Let's not fast at all, even on Sunday. And on that, v'hoydu chachamim. And on that, the Chacham were not moida to him to allow him to just completely push, ignore Tisha B'Av, even though it was already pushed off from Shabbos. Kari Aleis or Belezer was read the pasuk about this correction. Toivim Hashnayim in Ha'echad. It's good two heads better than one, because that's always good to learn with Chavrusa, because if in case you say something that's not right, your Chavrusa can always correct you. So that's what he was saying over here. You're able to correct me. I thought that the story was this way, and I would have thought a different feeling about Tisha B'Av, and you're here to correct me. The Rebbe Hechi Natan Atiyah B'Purim. So Gemara asks, how can Rebbe plant something on Purim? V'atani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Simcha Mishtav Yomtiv. This is a pasuk in the Megillah. The pasuk says, Simcha Mishtav Yomtiv. Simcha, what does Simcha mean? Malamit Shasurim Behesped. It's aser in hesped. That's what simcha means. Mishta melamish aser betainus. Mishta means that it's aser in tainus. V'yamtiv melamish aser basiyas malacha. And the fact that it says yamtiv is telling us that it's aser to do malacha on Purim. So how can you tell me that Rebbe was going to plant on Purim? It's aser to do malacha. El Rebbe barabei sahava. Rebbe was somebody who was mechuyev to lain on the 14th. V'chinata b'chameisa nata. When he was planting, he was planting on the 15th, so he already had his Purim. For him was Shushan Purim, so he was allowed to plant. And where it says Aini, is that true? V'harebi b'tveria hava. Rebbe lived in Tveria. Tveria b'kavis chaimim b'yis Yeshua b'nun hava. And Tveria, we know, was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua b'nun, which would mean that the day that he lands is not the 14th, but the 15th. So, Ella Rebbe Bar Chameisa Hava V'chinata Rebbe Hava. Okay, so Rebbe was really, you're right, he was somebody who lanes on the 15th. That's when he celebrates Purim. And therefore, he planted on the 14th. That was really the story. He planted on the 14th. So again, it wasn't his day. That's why he's allowed to plant. Was it so pasha to Rebbe that Tveria is a city that was had a wall around it from the times of Yeshua ben Nun? Well, Chizkiah carried Tveria by Reis Vechameser, but Chizkiah leaned on the in Tveria when he lived in Tveria. He leaned on the 14th and the 15th. Misafkale, because he was mesupik imukefas chaimim mos Yeshua ben Nun. He Eloi. He was mesupik whether it is. So how can it be so pashut to Rebbe if the Chizkiah was he wasn't so sure about it? Gemara says the Chizkiah misafkale. Chizkiah was a suffik. The Rebbe pshitale. According to Rebbe, he was pashut to Rebbe. I mean, Rebbe felt that he was confident that it was a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and Chizkiah was misafik. Okay, so everyone has their own shita. So Gemara says v'chi pshitale. Was it so v'chi pshitale mishari? And let's say it is pashut to him. Would it then be mutter for him to work on the other day? V'haksiv v'megilas tainis. It says v'megilas tainis as yom arba aser v'as yom chamisha aser yom epur ye'inon, that the 14th and the 15th of Adar is the days of Purim. The loyla misbid behind, you cannot have a hesped on them. V'am rav alinitzucha el aser eshozabezeh. And Rava says that this memra in Megillas Tainus is coming to tell us that it's not only usher to do it when it's considered yomtiv for you, but also when it's considered yomtiv for the other people. So you're not, if you're somebody who celebrates on the 15th, you cannot do malach on the 14th. Or you cannot do hesbedim. So Gemara says, no, that's only talking about hesbedim. Hani mila hesbed tainus. That's when Megillas Tainus is talking about the hesbed and tainus. So he says that's only hesbed and tainus. Avam malacha yaim echad vesulay, but malacha he is allowed to do. Gemara says, Aini, is that true? But Rav saw a certain person to have a kashadi kisna bapurya. He was planting flax on Purim. Vilatye, and he cursed him. Veloit samach kisna, and his flax did not grow. So why was Rebbe? Why was Rav so upset at this person for planting? If the only problem would be if it's aser to work on your day. So Gemara says, no, simple. Hasan bar Yoyim Havi. No, that was because that was the day of Purim for that guy. So there, that's why he got upset. And that's why he cursed him. Rabbi Reid Rav Amar filu tema biyoymei. Rabbi Reid Rav says, even if you say that Rabbi was planting on the day that was Purim for himself, afilu tema biyoymei, have it, it was on his day. Hespidu tainis kabilu alayu, melachala kabilu alayu. No, the only thing that's aser for you to do on your day, the day that you're laning Megillah, the day that you celebrate Purim, is only Hespid and Tainus. But Malacha, they were never Mekabel on themselves from the beginning. And they never were Mekabel to have any Isser Malacha on them. Because why Ksiv? The Mikara Ksiv. And first it says in the Megillah, it says Simcha Umishtav Yomtiv, which is Mashma, that there has to be a sort of Yomtiv which would be an Isser Malacha. Ubesayf Ksiv, Lasay Say Sami May Mishtav Simcha. The second time it says, lastly say something may mishnah simcha, doesn't say yantiv, it leaves out yantiv. So if that's the case, you see that they were not makbid to have a yantiv. Just mishnah simcha, which we said is hespid and tainus, that they cannot do. That was the drush. So if that's the case, I'll rav my time alati elahu gavis. If that's the case, why did Rav curse that guy? Well, was he cursing that guy? So it's completely, totally mutter to do malacha. So he says, no. Dvarim hamutarim v'achirim dogim ham iser hava. Because sometimes there are things that are mutter, but the ilam that you are in is noig b'ham iser. If that's the case, you are not allowed to be noig heter. You have to go along with whatever everybody else is doing. So since that person was in a city, even though technically you're right, that malacha is mutter to be done on Purim, but this person was in a makam which the place took on as a chumrah, not to do malacha. And this person was doing malacha anyway, so that's why he gave him a curse. Uba Asri, the Rebbe, but in Rebbe's city, where he was doing work, Lainohog, they did not have the minig to not do work. So in Rebbe's makam, everyone's allowed to do work, and that's why he had no problem working and planting on Purim. Viba Yisem, another answer. La'ilam Nohog. Really, it was the minig to not work. It's a hada Rebbe plant. V'Rebbe netiyah shel simcha nata. Rebbe was planting in netiyah shel simcha, which would be mutter. Even if you had the minig to not do work, but netiyah shel simcha would be mutter. Because since Purim is a yom simcha, it would be mutter to also plant for simcha. Get it not. Avru elu v'loy nanu mematim asamatim b'binyinu matiyah b'erisinu nesuin. If these days passed, I mean, there's certain tanesim that were set up to, if there was no rain. This is from the Gemara in Tainus. So there's certain Tanesim that are set up, and if it did not rain by that certain time, then they would be Memayit B'masa M'matan Ubi Binyan Ubi Netiya and Erishin Nesuin. B'tanala, we said, what does Binyan mean? That you have to be Memayit, that you have to lessen the Binyan. Binyan Shal Simcha. That's talking about a Binyan Shal Simcha. Netiya Shal Simcha. It's talking about a Netiya Shal Simcha. I mean, you're a lot of work, you just can't be Yitzhak in these happy things. What's considered a binyan shel simcha? This is somebody who builds a beis chasnas for his son. That's a very happy thing for the person to do, to build a house for his new chasm, his new son who's a chasm. What's considered a netiyah shel simcha? This is somebody who plants a tree for the kings. They would plant a shady tree where the kings would be able to hang out in the summer and to get shade from the sun. So that's also in the Tiyah Shal Simcha. Gufa. Chizkiya kari b'tferya bar besar uva chamesa. Right, like we said earlier, Chizkiya laned, even though he lived in Tferya, he laned on the 14th and the 15th. Misafkale, he was misupik, imakufas chayma mimaisi shu abinun. He was misupik whether it had the din of a walled city from the times of Yeshua Benun or not. So gonna me misafkale milsa de Tveria. Is he really misupik about this thing of Tveria, whether it was a walled city? Valksiv, the pasuk says, Va'ari Mivsir Hatsidin. Hold on, let me find the pasuk. Va'ari Mivsir Hatsidin Tser. V'chamas rakas v'chineres, v'kaimelon we said, which is a pasuk in Yeshua, v'kaimelon rekazu Tveria. So these were fortified cities, and Rekas is one of them, and Rekas is Tveria. So you see, from the times of Yeshua, it was walled. Where says Hainu Taima the Misafkale? Well, this is the reason why he was mislipping. Mishum the Chad Gisa, Shura de Yamahavas, because on one side of Tveria is a river. So, right, he didn't know whether that has a din of a walled city or not. So Gemara says, Yehachim, I'm a safkli. So if that's the case, what's the suffix at all? Vade lav choymehi. It's for sure not considered a walled city. The Tanya, the Bryce says, Asher loy choyma. That the pasuk says that it has a wall. Talking about Bate Ari Chayma, we spoke earlier. Certain halachas, there are walled cities in Yerushalayim. So something that has a wall, Asher loy choyma. Veloy shur eager saviv. Not, it has to have an actual wall, and not just that houses were built along one side, so that really the backs of the houses are considered would be like one wall. So that does not, the fact that it has the houses built that way does not turn it into a wall. It has to be an actual wall. Saviv prat l'tveria shayam chaymasa, and excluding Tveria, which Tveria, its river on one side was its wall. So that's also, it's not considered a wall. So that's very simple. What's the suffix at all? So Gemara says, no, le'inyin bati ari chayma le'misafki. Well, never had a suffix been a gay about bati ari chayma. He knew that it would not go into the halachas of bati ari chayma. Ki kamisafka le'inyin mikra megillah. When was it misafik? It was misafik for mikra megillah. Because what does it say in the megillah? It says prazim. Prazim, which is the open cities. So my prazim, my mekafik, didn't know what the category of prazim includes, and what's the category of walled cities include? The chesivi gabi mikra megillah. So is it because mishum dahani miglu vahani le miglu? Is it because that the prazim are wide open, and the mukafin and the walled cities are not wide open, are not revealed vahanami miglu, and then therefore Tveri would be considered open because it is open on that side of the river? Idoma, or maybe mishum dahani mignu, or maybe the reason is that the walled cities are protected. Vahani loy mignu, and the prazim are not protected. Vahanami mignu, over here, the fact that you have a river on one side protects the city. So mishum halchim isafkali, this is why he was mesupik. Rav Asi kari megillah behutzul, ba'arbeisa v'chameisa. Rav Asi lived in Hutzul, and he read the megillah on the 14th and 15th. Because again, he was misafkalei imu kafes chayim imais Yeshua benon. He had the same suffix for his city of Hutzel, whether it's considered a walled city from times Yeshua benon. Ika the Amri, some say that it's a different. This is a different thing. Amr Vasi, the Ravasi says, "Hai Hutzel the base Binyamin mu kafes chayim imais Yeshua he." Some say no. The Ravasi wasn't misupik. He was sure that Hutzel was considered a walled city in the times of Yeshua benon. Okay, stop. So.